This is the Don and Mike Show.
All right, welcome back, everybody. And again, happy Thanksgiving from all of us here at the NFL today. Now, the IBM Power Poll. This picked by my guys here as always. Craig, Randy, Jerry,
on this
Eric
poll.
Mann, Bob Matina, our radio buddies, Don and Mike, everybody in on this one.
The Don and Mike Show. The cure for your malaise. The Don and Mike Show.
Oh, let me see. We on Monday's show, we're running out of time.
Today.
On Monday's show, we'll find out about Robert Mailman and how it went with the yanking of his teeth.
Did he get them replaced with anything, or did they just yank them out of there?
T-E-E-F-E-R-S.
Teefs.
Teefers. Teefers. Monday, Dennis Murphy, the ghost.
Who?
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Apparently, he's buying a gas station.
Is he going to call it Murphy's?
He sent us an email about it.
Murphy's Gas and Go.
Talk to him on Monday. I'm going to go see Caliendo this weekend. I'll let you know how that goes. Right. Okay, you know what? Here we go.
Barker.
Oh, that's, thank you, Rob.
Bob Barker.
And, yes, the real Bob Barker will be on the show Monday. Now, the Friday favorite. It's time for a visit, everybody.
That's a legendary broadcaster, Bob Barker.
Hey, Jim.
You guys should be taking time out of my busy schedule, guys. Decided to drop in on what is probably, in my estimation, the best weekend of the year. I'm down at Augusta Broadcasting.
The beautiful Nancy, Jim Nance from CBS Sports, who this weekend does the whole whisper thing,
Nothing quite like driving up Magnolia Lane, guys.
The dogwoods, the azaleas.
Well, I'm sure you're going to make every attempt to belittle it, but it still thrills me. As you stand there in the Georgia Pines enjoying the scenery and the azalea line fairways and enjoy all the majesty that is Augusta. Very, very excited about that. I normally take Friday to walk the course. I've spent it with you for the past several seasons, and I'm here again. Good to see you guys. Hope we can avoid working blue today. If you don't mind, I really think this is, as far as sports is concerned, and CBS and my whole family at CBS, Lanny, David, all the guys out on the course, and all the crew, the crew that's there, and whoever is on the crew that may die this weekend, I'll look forward to making that announcement as well, and let you know that I was standing under the Eisenhower tree and thinking to myself, what a wonderful time of year it is to be in Augusta. And I bet my thinning hair on this being one of the best finishes we're ever going to have. We're going to see who walks down number 12, the Golden Bell. And let's not forget the shot heard round the world, Gene Saracen's double eagle on 15 in 1935.
What do you think down there in Augusta,
sure,
with all those racists, what must they think that you've got Tiger Woods.
Over the line, Don.
And isn't
way
isn't
over the line.
Vijay Singh.
Way over the line.
Incidentally.
Here you go. Now here's what you're doing, Nate. You're making that statement. I'd just like to say that Hootie Johnson and the whole membership at Augusta has made every effort to make this Masters the most inclusive one ever. And I really want to commend them on their charitable works that they do for the Augusta community.
How many colors?
I realize that. Now, see, that's not a word I used, Don. Way over the line. You didn't waste any time. I wanted to talk about number 18, otherwise known as Holly, the wonderful hole, finishing hole that goes to the right of the water.
How many African-American...
There you go. Now we can have the conversation.
How many African-American males, since they don't let women play at this club, how many African-American males are in the Masters?
I'm not about counting. I don't think that's appropriate. I was having a long chat with...
Isn't the answer two?
I was in Butler Cabin talking to Hootie Johnson, and we were enjoying mint juleps that were served to us by a wonderful black man who was very well-spoken. And I will tell you that I feel as though this slamming of Augusta for this very, very nasty reason is way, way over the line. And also, it's overdue. It's time for us to move on and discuss the finer things about Augusta.
Is it not?
The Georgia Pines, the Eisenhower Tree, Ike's Pond, Ben Hogan Bridge, the Saracen Bridge,
what about
all the good
whole,
things.
The whole thought that it's okay for Tiger Woods to win because he's part white, but a guy like Vijay Singh is too black to win the Masters.
Don, I think I could best summarize my thoughts on the matter by a conversation that I enjoyed with Hootie Johnson not just a week ago as we were standing there trying on several of the green jackets worn by previous Masters champions. And Hootie looked me in the eye, and I believe he generated somewhat of a tear as he said to me, Jim, or Nance as he likes to call me, Nance, all are equal, but some are more equal than others. I don't think I'll ever forget that.
Here is a tape.
It was wonderful. It made me want to run out and take my thinning hair and my naked body out to Amen Corner and jump in one of the watercolored pines. I mean, the watercolored ponds. Hootie was also wearing a green truss to celebrate Masters Week. He changes his griddle colors.
When you do the football stuff, mm-hmm. you know, you do the whole, hey, welcome to, you know, whatever, Foxborough, it's too cold. But when you do the basketball,
you're going to mock this. Now
when you do the basketball, you get excited. You go, UCLA, national champion. When you do the golf, you get this reverence, this phony reverence, and you whisper.
Reverence. There we go.
You talk about.
Slam Nance again. I understand what you're doing, Don. Here's the deal. Let me explain to you. The master of understatement is Jim Nance. And there's a certain history and a reverence that goes along with broadcasting from Augusta, where so many champions have walked down the fairways.
All those famous white guys.
Special times. And, they happen to be white. I like to look at it that way. It just happens to be luck of the draw.
Well, we didn't have a white
man can take a five iron in his hand and a beautiful floating soft shot down into number 16 and make it his own. I think that the fact that the coincidence of these men all being white is lost on me. I don't understand why you're making such a big deal of it, but Hootie likes to get together with me about a week before the Masters tournament and slip me a couple of vintage lewds that he gets out of the Champions Gallery.
Wow.
And we get very high.
All right,
and
hold on.
Watch all the goings on.
It's
quite some time. Lots
via
of fun.
Satellite from Augusta, Georgia, do we have
on America's most watched network. CBS.
Do we have Hootie Johnson?
Thank you very much, guys.
Okay. All right, here is Hootie Johnson. Here's your guy. This is the guy that doesn't want
you
women.
You have a quote from Hootie?
He doesn't want
women. He's a great
women.
Guy. He's a great president of the corporation.
At the Masters?
I slip of the tongue, guys.
He doesn't want Negroes to play at the Masters?
Now that's way out of line. Honest to God, now you're going to get me angry. You're really stomping all over the tradition that is the Masters tournament. And, you know, the type of thing that I used to love to come, our 34th president, Dwight David Eisenhower, who spent so much time, quality time, at Augusta. Just last evening, I was spooning with Arnold Palmer, and we were discussing what a great tournament it will be. And Arnold no longer playing in the Masters, but still upholds the tradition and the wonderful times and wonderful champions that Augusta has celebrated with the green jacket presentations over the year. But I'm going on and on here, and if you have a tape of the venerable Hootie Johnson, I would love to hear it.
Here it is.
Keep picking them, and you keep missing them.
That's not
you
him.
You got to keep your eye on the ball.
Not funny.
Eye. Ball.
Not funny.
Eyeball. Almost had
it, you're making me angry now.
Joke, that is.
You're mocking the tradition is what you're doing. That's not... Now you're playing Dixie. That's... okay, I see where this is going. I see... you know, listen, I was down at my house in Houston a short time ago, and I'm sorry, that's Greenwich, Connecticut.
Hold on there, boy. Yeah, a rooster's got to learn to eat corn off the cob. Well, what do you know? There's an ear of corn now.
If Lanny was here, I'd have him beat you up.
He's so dumb, he thinks a Mexican border pays rent.
This is... It's way out of line. Way out of line. I guess you're having fun. I guess you're having fun, guys. Yeah. Not funny. Not funny at all. You're talking about a wonderful civic and community leader.
What's I say, lucky. Son? What's the gimmick? Well, what's it all about? I say that's no chicken, son.
You know,
I'm a chicken.
Rooster, that is. It's a cartoon character, guys. Not funny at all. I came in here, I wanted to talk about the majesty and tradition of Augusta. You are playing a cartoon, and you're indicating in some perverse and twisted way that Hootie Johnson sounds like Foghorn Leghorn.
Look at here, son. I say, son, did you see that hawk after those hens? Oh. He scared them. Yeah. That Rhode Island red turned white, then blue. Rhode Island, red, white, and blue. That's a joke, son.
You're making me so angry, I'd like to take you out to the Saracen Bridge right now and punch you right in the snout. I really don't care for this. This is not what I'm here to do. What I'm here to do is talk about one of sport's greatest traditions.
All right, Jim, let's talk seriously. Let me turn this
Please
music off
give me an opportunity
now.
To talk
now.
Seriously
Jim,
about so many of those shots that fly inadvertently at a Rays Creek, crushing
Jim,
the dreams of a hopeful. Yeah.
What would happen this weekend?
Sure.
If you ran the Masters.
If I ran the Masters, I wouldn't change one solitary thing.
I have a question.
They
Hold
could
on.
Not do a more perfect job.
Hold on. Let's say that the weather became threatening.
Yes.
And perhaps, I'm guessing it's nice like in the 60s, but let's say the temperature got into the 40s, and there was a chance of...
One of the things about Augusta, Don, over the years, the climatological changes that have occurred on that part of the South have resulted in major wind swings and temperature changes, so you might get your wish.
All right, I'm not saying
CBS,
my wish.
America's most watched
What network. Would your reaction be, Jim, if, let's say it's day number 4, Sunday at the Masters, and there's a chance that you're going to have a mixed bag of precipitation.
Right. Mm-hmm. I would make I would make one change. You're talking about with the different weather conditions, right. How I would change the Masters.
Yes.
It's something that I've suggested. As a matter of fact, Jack Nicklaus and I, our Saturday tradition is to get together and eat Cheetos and smoke a fatty. And I said to Jack at one point, the only change I would make, not a fan, guys, not a fan of the caddies' white jumpsuits.
Huh.
My idea has and always has been to, in conjunction with the First Tee program, get one modification to make the 14-year-old male caddies wear shiny hot pants and run all over the course. I think that would be very good for television.
What if it was? Now, don't you remember when the Patriots played that game in the snow against the Raiders?
Life-threatening, guys.
You had your whole thing saying they shouldn't play the game.
Let me tell you something. I'm all about the fans enjoying the experience, and that was darn near a tragedy on the part of the NFL to play that game in 10-degree weather. People could have died, guys.
Now, what happens this weekend at Augusta? This was my original question.
Sure.
What happens this weekend at Augusta? If the weather gets bad, what do you say they do?
Unfortunately, CBS has rejected the idea that I had originally. What I wanted to do, guys, was this was the idea I had. I said, you have threatening weather, you have thunderstorms, severe winds, you have the Georgia Pines that occasionally can snap at the top and fall down on an unsuspecting fan that would result in injury and perhaps even death. So what I have suggested is a series of bunkers be dug. And I'm not talking about the sand kind. I'm talking about the kind that are excavated with a backhoe that you could actually reinforce with concrete and get people to go down into them as a shelter, almost like a bomb shelter. Because you never know when the weather is going to turn ugly at Augusta, and of course there isn't the proper amount of shelter. Anyone that's seen those tents out there that are purchased by some of the fine sponsors and hospitality people at Augusta don't understand that that a Georgia squall can be one of the most lethal things, and not just trailer parks, guys, but also the actual weather itself can result in a lightning hit. Now, I know the chance is one in a million that some unsuspecting senior citizen may get hit by a lightning bolt, but I'd like to assure that everybody's extremely safe, so I have instructed the people at Augusta, per my wishes,
yes.
I can't afford this excavation, to dig some shelters, much like the shelter that Dorothy used in The Wizard of Oz. You might be familiar with it. It's simply reinforced concrete with a wooden door that people would be able to climb into. There would be, of course, beverage service, and I think it would be a wonderful addition. And I think people would remain safe because, sporting events can be very, very dangerous, and you have to take the fans first.
That's Here's another quote from your man, Hootie Johnson. Mm-hmm. Now, what is this guy's job at the Masters?
Hootie Johnson is the president of Augusta. He's the man in charge. He's large and in charge, and I think Hootie is really responsible for keeping some of the great traditions alive and burning at Augusta.
Like,
and every time I go
out
down Magnolia Lane, I always say to myself, boy, I love the course, and I love seeing the players, but what I most enjoy is sitting down with our boxer shorts and speaking with Hootie.
Don't hand those fair barnyard claws.
Not funny.
What's going on here? Don't stand there with your beak open.
Not good.
Say something.
Not
Explain
good.
Explain yourself.
Not good
your
at all.
Your tongue's flapping, but no noise is coming out of your big mouth. Now get out and stay out.
Here I was.
Scram, that is.
You're not amusing anyone with this. You might think that this is levity. I don't really like it. I don't approve. I had some wonderful stories that I was going to share with you about my Masters moments, and here you are playing a silly Warner Brothers cartoon character that has nothing to do with Hootie Johnson.
I was going
to tell you all about the time that Lee Trevino and I were trapped in a cave for 19 days.
Why don't you...
Rescued on later by Ken Venturi.
In that romantic, artsy-fartsy way that you describe, like, the surroundings, could you possibly, off the top of your head...
Of course.
Because, we're not playing low-budget Jeopardy anymore. You're aware of that, right?
And I don't appreciate the sound effects. I think it's just not funny, guys. Not funny at all. Don't like what you're doing. I think you're really soiling the tradition of the Masters. But I'm here to serve, and I have foregone my walk of the course to be with you today. I flew up in the CBS prop plane, and I'm here today. It resembles the plane they used in Mad Max. You remember that. That's the type of plane that I flew in on today.
It has the
CBS logo on it.
That looked like a plane that was like with a big rubber band.
It's an ultralight, really. We flew in today. I'm using Queen's third person there. But what can I do for you? You want me to talk about the Masters?
I'd
be glad to.
What I would like you to do is, in your own eloquent way, tell our almost give a eulogy as to why we are no longer doing the part of this bit where we have people answer stupid trivia questions. And now, talking about low-budget Jeopardy being turned into the Friday visit, Jim Nantz.
Ladies and gentlemen, Jim Nantz. The great tradition of low-budget Jeopardy. Modified, like so many things have been modified over the years. Sometimes progress has to be made. Sometimes changes have to be made. Sometimes you have to make what is good better. And sometimes that involves removing something to add something later. That, of course, is the tradition of Low Budget Jeopardy that, as of today, will no longer feature listener participation. See, over the years, the listeners have become tired and boring on the feature, and they've kept the good part and eliminated the bad part. So when you tune in each and every Friday to the Friday Favorite, or as we now like to call it, the Friday Visit, you'll notice that we have lengthened our fairways and modified our greens, and we've eliminated you, the listener, from the participation part of this program. Low Budget Jeopardy now will feature just a visit, no longer a caller, no longer two callers, no longer a silly quiz. But the integrity and the tradition and the wonderful moments that were on Low Budget Jeopardy will live on forever. And we know the competition will be fierce, the competition will be great. But you, the caller, the listener, you at home, no longer invited to our butler cabin. Unfortunately, you'll have to stay at home and do what you do best, and which we know you've always done best.
What's that?
That's to listen and not involve yourself in the day-to-day workings of the Don and Mike Show, Low Budget Jeopardy, and really anything else that we don't ask you to join us
in. I keep pitching them, and you keep missing them. You got to keep your eye on the ball.
Don't care for that.
Eyeball. Oh, I almost had a gag, son.
Hold it, guys.
Joke, that is.
Please.
What's that? What?
Up with the foghorn, leghorn. I've done it. I've said it. I've given you the description. That's it. Now let's open up some Pringles and a Fanta and have some good times. Shall we? Let's go into Ike's Pond, and I'll put on my black pair of silk boxers given to me by South African Gary Player years ago, and I'll do some swimming, and perhaps we could dive for balls.
How was your daughter's bat mitzvah?
Wonderful tradition, guys. Great day. Wonderful time. Good experience for everybody, and want to say hi to all my crew down in Augusta right now, drinking heavily, because it's the first day tomorrow of the real telecast, as we like to call it. We don't mess around with any of that TNT USA Today crap.
Nah.
We enjoy the real network, CBS America's most watched network broadcast.
Now, Jim, you know, well, we've had you on the show.
Without a Trace, Thursdays at 10 on CBS.
Well, we've had you on the show.
Now let's discuss the Tom Kite glory hole.
You're like the waspiest guy in the world.
Yeah, well, I've been called waspy.
You've mentioned on occasion, that you actually on the show you mentioned that your daughter was celebrating her bat mitzvah.
Not going to go there, guys. Not going to go there. Once again, we blur the color line at CBS. We also don't deal with any religion.
Haven't you ever heard that great joke? What's that great joke about? You'll love this, Jimmy.
Yeah.
Jewish woman's favorite wine.
Oh, we need to paint the ceiling.
Not funny, guys. Don't involve
me in that. When you're making love, what wine? It's something like...
What's a Jewish woman's favorite wine?
Yeah.
You know, I don't care for this. This is not where I'm going to go. And I'm going to tell you something right now. If you want to sit there and belittle different ethnic groups, you're not going to get Nancy to join you on that little tour, that little parade. My parade really is the parade down Magnolia Lane. That's the one I want to talk about. And will Tiger repeat or will Vijay Singh come to play? We've got lots of things coming up on CBS.
More
coverage and no commercials on the Masters.
Now,
underwritten, just like you'd like to have your program underwritten.
But incidentally.
Hootie made that possible. He's a good man.
Yeah, but the reason no one buys...
Just last week, I was sitting at his cotton plantation. We were having a mint julep, and Hootie was saying to me, "Don't you wish the old times were more prevalent around the United States?"
Look at here, son. I say,
that's not
son,
Hootie Johnson.
Did you see that hawk after those hens?
Darn it.
He scared them.
Darn it.
Rhode Island red turned white, then blue.
You're chapping my hide.
Red, white, and blue.
You're really chapping
joke,
my hide.
Flag waver.
That is really frustrating, guys. That is not good stuff. That is really making me angry. As angry as I was the one time Colin Montgomery did not show the proper amount of British respect to the American galleries. That's how I felt. I'm chapped right now. Take a look.
Huh.
I'm chapped.
Yeah.
You see that red on my neck? That's really anger.
So you don't want to
talk... Hairs are standing up, guys.
You don't want to talk about the fact that they don't want blacks to play at Augusta, that they won't let women in. You won't discuss the fact that you are, in fact, married to a Jewish woman, which is fine with us. We just want to find out
more
about
you. Don't want to go there,
you.
Guys. I'd rather talk about conversations with Hootie. And you brought him up, and I'll continue to bring him up. We sat on Hootie's porch. He in his white suit and huge white mustache. Good time had by all. Hootie, of course, gets his hair done and has for several years at the same location where former Senate leader Trent Lott, he's still a United States Senator, gets their hair done. It's a special place.
Isn't it true that that guy, Hootie Johnson, didn't I hear him quoted somewhere saying that slavery is in the Bible? Now, that if you read the...
Not going to go there, guys. Not going to go there. Listen, I could hang out here all day, but unfortunately I want to go pay my respects to the fading Jesse Helms, who is really just a fragment of his former self, a great tragedy, a wonderful American leader, and a terrific individual with a wonderful collection of thin string ties that I like to go down and take a look at. And if only we could wheel him out to the Masters, it would be a wonderful, wonderful time.
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden,
on the Hogan Bridge,
one man found a way to bring good news to his people.
Right.
He made it up.
Oh, boy. I could wax nostalgic on the Masters all weekend, guys, but I have to get back to my job. I could tell you the wonderful story that I tell each and every person that comes down to Augusta about the one time that I saw Jack Nicklaus making water under the Eisenhower tree.
Wow.
Special time. He was fat at that time.
What are your stories?
Out of sight, I'm sure.
What are your stories on News and Comments tonight, Buzz?
Tonight, President Bush brings a leak. Judas says God told him to do it. And for the ladies, finally, a scientific reason to go topless.
Ah, yes. The Buzz Burbank left-wing news. Probably a good time for me to take my leave, guys, and get back down to the Tower at 18, where I'll be bringing you the very latest in Masters coverage all weekend long. Of course, weather permitting. Don't forget about those bunkers. Thanks so much, Don.
For news and comments,
coming up
on the Don and Mike Show.
Indoors. Best to you and your dog, Clink. Take care, and you too, Pachango.
Yeah,
we'll see you at the militia camp this summer.
Best to you and your family.
Thanks so much. Enjoyed it. Always enjoyed my visit, even though you work a little blue. Didn't care for the foghorn leghorn. Really, don't care.
No,
please.
You had to say that.
Making me angry, guys.
What's going on here? Don't stand there with your beak open.
Hootie Johnson.
Explain yourself.
That's
your tongue's flapping, but no noise is coming out of your big mouth. Now get out and stay out. Scram!
He's talking to all the black golfers, incidentally.
Okay. Now, time for me to go. I can't hang around for this, and it looks like it'll be an extra Prilosec for me tonight.
Uh-huh. Jimmy, that was very...
That professional. Gotta go, guys. Not funny.
This is the Don and Mike Show.